This is our group for this morning, I think.
That's right.
Attorney General had a personal commitment.
That's right.
Yep.
He asked for a link. But
I'd like to call this October Land Board meeting to order, and I would note the Attorney General had a death in the family and is out. No. Had an excused absence today. I trust we've all had a chance to review the minutes. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we adopt the minutes.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't allow any discussion.
Well.
Is there any discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good, they're passed. We'll begin with our first action item, please.
Thank you, Governor. The first action item is 1023-1, timber sale, Soup or Silly. The Soup or Silly timber sale is located approximately 7 air miles southeast of Swan Lake. The sale includes 5 harvest units of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 11,712 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $9.79 per ton, which would generate approximately $114,716 for the Common Schools Trust and approximately $51,184 in forest improvement fees. Members of the board, the DNRC requests approval of item 1023-1 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their views known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I know this is going to sound super silly, but I move that we approve the timber sale, item 1023-1. Thank you.
I'll be
here all day.
Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any board discussion on this item?
One question, if I could.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Superintendent.
Governor.
Superintendent.
If I could, Sean, possibly, or if you have somebody else here, it seems like there were a lot of comments regarding this. If you want to just shed a little bit of light onto 29 comments seem to be a little bit more, even though everything seems to be approved.
Good morning, Governor, members of the Land Board. For the record, Sean Thomas, Division Administrator for Forestry and Trustlands Division. Superintendent Arntzen, members of the board, this sale was part of a larger EIS project in the Swan River State Forest. So if you'll recall, when we do the timber sales in the Swan, we often have these larger EISs that cover multiple acres over multiple years, and they do tend to generate more public comment than some of our other projects. I don't know that I would characterize 39 as a lot, but it's probably more than what we average see, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion's unanimous. Director, next item.
The next action item is 1023-2, cabin and home site set minimum bid for sale. DNRC is requesting to set the minimum bid for one home site nominated for sale in Flathead County. The sale was nominated by the DNRC in conjunction with the 2022-2023 cabin and home site sale program. Preliminary approval was granted in December of 2022. DNRC requests approval of item 1023-2 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none. Do we have a motion?
I'll make one. Let's go ahead and approve 1023-2.
Okay.
Home site.
Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion?
Mr. Governor, if I may, just a point of clarity. This was part of a package when it first came that I had concerns with, so that's why I had voted no before, but I intend on, as a single property, voting in favor of this.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It passes unanimously. Next action item, please, Director.
The next action item is 1023-3, A and B, cabin and home sites final approval for sale. Governor, we will take the two together if there are no objections.
None.
The DNRC is requesting final approval for one cabin site nominated for sale in Blaine County. The sale was nominated by the lessee in conjunction with the 2020-2021 Cabin and Home Site Sales Program. Preliminary approval was granted in April 2020. The land board set the minimum bid for cabin sites at the appraised land value and the maximum value of compensation for the improvements in July of 2023. Regarding B, DNRC is requesting final approval for one cabin site nominated for sale in Scioto County. This sale was nominated by the lessee in conjunction with the 2020-2021 Cabin and Home Site Sale Program. Preliminary land board approval was granted in April of 2020. The land board set the minimum bid for cabin sites at the appraised land value and the maximum value of compensation for the improvements in July of 2023. The DNRC requests approval of item 0123-3A and B as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on these two agenda items? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none. Is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve agenda item 1023-3A and B.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion passes. Next action item, please, Director.
The next action item is 0123-4, land use license. DNRC received one application for a land use license before you today and detailed in your packet. The area is located in Yellowstone County. The total package value is $150. The package will benefit the Public Land Trust, Navigable Rivers Trust. The landowner will place riprap for erosion control along the banks within the low water mark of the Yellowstone River. DNRC requests approval of item 01023-4 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve agenda item 1023-4, land use license.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, in discussion, I'll just note that we have an administrative rule underway, so we don't have to bring
understood
at this level to the land board every time. And I know the staff is working diligently on that rule. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's unanimous. Next action item, please.
The next item is 1023-5, easements. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Flathead and Lewis and Clark. Total easement package value is $2,260, which will benefit Common Schools and Public Land Trust Navigable Rivers. This month's easements are for private access road, buried natural gas pipeline, and a highway bridge. DNRC requests approval of item 1023-5 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this package of easements? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve agenda item 1023-5, easements.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, any board discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is unanimous. Next action item, please, Director.
The next item is 1023-6, approval to proceed with amending the Cabinet Home Site Land Banking Rules. The Real Estate Management Bureau requests Land Board approval to continue the process of amending Cabin and Home Site Land Banking Rules ARM 36.25.701 through ARM 36.25.708 to provide consistency with changes to MCA 77-2-363 associated with legislation enacted during the 2023 legislative session. The authority to initiate this process was granted at the August 2023 Land Board meeting. DNRC requests approval of item 1023-6 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve agenda item 1023-6.
Is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I'll second.
Okay, any discussion at the board? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion's unanimous. Next action item, please, Director.
The next item is 1023-7, request for approval to finalize rulemaking. The Real Estate Management Bureau is seeking Land Board approval to move forward in finalizing the rulemaking process of amending ARM 36.25.1102 in parentheses 3, which would allow DNRC to issue land use licenses on non-adjudicated navigable waterways without requiring Land Board approval. The department held a public hearing on September 7th, and there were no public comments received. DNRC requests approval of item 1023-7 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment at this time on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve agenda item 1023-7, the approval to finalize rulemaking.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Any discussion at the board? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It passes unanimously. That concludes October items. We have one informational item on the agenda. Director Castor, could you brief us on that or introduce
yes.
the topic?
Thank you, Governor. The next item is 1023-8, Trust Lands Post-Fire Season Briefing. We have Dan Rogers here today from the Forest Management Bureau to provide a post-fire season briefing on trust lands burned and potential salvage opportunities, but I'm going to turn over to Sean Thomas first, the Division Administrator for Trust Lands, Forestry and Trust Lands Division, to give us a little bit of a kickoff to the post-fire season.
Good morning, Governor, members of the Land Board. For the record, again, Sean Thomas, Division Administrator for Forestry and Trust Lands Division. And Dan's going to do most of the talking and show you a slide that has some statistics on trust land wildland fire impacts from this season. But I wanted to start off just real quick and give the board sort of a general overview of what our fire season was like, so to date at least. Actually, we do have a fire weather watch in northeastern Montana today, so as we continue to see conditions change and high wind events, you know, we're always working with our local partners to make sure that we're prepared to respond to fires at any time of the year, but largely this fire season kind of came to mostly a conclusion relatively early. We had that hurricane-dominated weather system that sort of moved up the West Coast in sort of mid-August. So it was nice as our fire season was really heating up and we were getting very busy. We kind of had an early and unexpectedly kind of an abnormal weather pattern, which caused it to mostly end before the end of August. We were very successful in initial attack, and this story this summer, I think, for DNRC is our success in initial attack. We kept 96% of our fires at 10 acres or less, and our goal is always to try to keep at least 95% of our fires 10 acres or less on state protection. That being said, we did have a couple of fires that within the DNRC protection and jurisdiction that were that grew to the point where we needed incident management teams, notably the Colt Fire just outside of Seedley Lake and the River Road East Fire just outside of Paradise, Montana. Our total fire numbers this year, about 2,500 acres in the Northern Rockies, of which Montana had 1,573 fires for 161,000 acres. As opposed to the last few years, that's lower in terms of fire occurrence and lower in terms of number of acres than what we've seen. But we did have these larger fires that made the fire season a bit more costly than the average. So we were about $40 million as of the 1st of October for fire suppression costs. And the average of like a 5-year running average is probably more like 27. So, more expensive fire season, primary residences, 18 residences were lost in wildland fires in the state of Montana. 16 of those were in the River Road East Fire. So that was a fire that took off late in the fire season, very rapid and significant run in that first burning period and did most of its damage on, tremendous multi-agency response to that fire, and once it got past those first couple burning periods, we were able to get that corralled. And with that season-ending weather event, fortunate that that didn't get any larger than it was. So I think, our success story is always an initial attack. If we can catch them small, we can put them out and keep them small and less costly. So that's what we strive to do, and I think our folks did some great work out there on the ground this year. We're pretty successful. Everybody came home safely at the end of the summer, and it was a good fire season for us. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Dan, who will talk a little bit more about impacts to trust lands.
Yeah, great. And let me just add, Mr. Thomas, congratulations to you and your entire team for keeping 96% of the fires under 10 acres. That's tremendous execution.
Thanks, Governor. I'll make sure to pass that word along to the troops. Thanks.
Good morning, Governor, Land Board members. For the record, Dan Rogers, Trust Lands Forest Management Bureau Chief. So appreciate the couple of minutes just to kind of talk through some of the statistics from this past year. This is simply a dashboard. I gave you each a copy, just a single pager that should be in front of you in case this went sideways. But this is basically a dashboard. We're a very data-heavy program. The National Wildfire Organization is a data-heavy program as well. This is simply piping some data in, showing what's been going on in trust lands, specifically in Montana. And so on your page one, you'll see just a bar chart that shows a number of fire occurrences on trust lands, the names on the far left, the acres burned on the far right. Really, we're looking at about 4,700 plus or minus acres that have been burned on trust lands specifically. These bottom two fires are what I'm going to dig into a little bit. These are where the predominance of classified forest land was that burned specific to the program. And so the first one I'll take a look at is River Road East. Let's see if I can back out of this. Well, let's see. So this is over in Paradise Country along the east or western edge of the Confederated Salish Kootenai Tribe boundary, Paradise Fire. We had a couple of trust land sections that burned. One of the challenges here is that this is pretty rocky, steep, inoperable country. Also on the far northern end, an area that that we have had some past management entries already. We have taken a look at this area. We do have some private around there, but our salvage opportunities are pretty minimal simply because it would take too much in terms of economic development to get in and take a look specifically at these. And so while the fire is out, our foresters were on the ground in there evaluating and taking a look specifically at that ground. The other one I just wanted to kind of show you that we have begun work on is a Nairata fire. And so this is a fire that burned several thousand acres. And so specifically within Nairata, there were four sections that we took a look at. I think on the sheet in front of you, there's four stars. The two yellow ones are the two partial sections that we are taking a look at salvage opportunities specifically. The northernmost is Cromwell. This is a parcel that we're looking at upwards of about 800,000 board feet of potential salvage. The southernmost is what we call the White Earth parcel, and this is probably a section where we'll have another maybe a million and a half in potential salvage opportunities. And so right now we're in discussions with the CSKT representation, looking to access these particular parcels and move forward with salvage. The remaining two parcels that are sort of that tan star, the middle one is what we call a deep draw, and that name is apt because that has some pretty difficult topography. It doesn't have a lot of history of access and management simply because of that. Poor markets with our pine would preclude us to really come up with something that's economic there. And so I don't think that we'll be in there right now doing any salvage specific. Perhaps we'll be doing some restoration work in the future. And then that far western edge is not a forested parcel, or at least doesn't have any commercial forest forest ground in there. So that's kind of a snapshot. We're looking at a little better than 2,100 acres of trust lands, forested ground burned with salvage opportunities that will provide anywhere from 1.5 million to 2.5 million board feet. So that's what it'll look like this year.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Rogers?
If I may, Mr. Governor. I've toured a lot of this with DNRC, and I've always been impressed with how the agency manages our forest lands. And I'm just kind of curious, when you talk about the amount, that 96% under 10 acres and the ability to fight these fires, do you attribute that more to the response or the management of the forest?
Governor, Commissioner Downing, I'll defer that.
Governor, Commissioner, I'll take a stab. I think it's both, quite honestly. Our folks are very dedicated to that mission of initial attack response. So we have a team. It depends on where you're at in the state. We have a couple of different models we employ. Where a lot of the fire activity was this year was in western Montana, and there we have direct protection where we actually have staffed engines, seasonal employees, some permanent seasonal employees that, you know, their job every day is to go out and initially attack those fires in conjunction with our other partners. So other federal and local government engines also fight fire in the same manner, and we do that side by side oftentimes in that initial attack phase. State protection generally involves state lands and private lands. So from a fuels condition and a historically managed forest condition, I think our protection lends itself to being a little bit better managed and in better forest health conditions, which allows us to be more successful than some of the federal forests, which we all see around the state are in pretty terrible condition from insects and disease.
Right. Well, thank you. I just want to say that I've always been impressed at how these lands are managed, and obviously something's working.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for the report.
If I could, Governor.
Yes, Superintendent.
A budget question. In our fire fund, if we took 40, we took, how much was it? $40 million then was what substantiated to get these fires out. What is remaining in our fire fund at this time?
Governor, Superintendent Arntzen, so the fire fund balance at the as of October 1st was $107.4 million.
Thank you.
Yep, great. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Thank you for that report. We have one last thing, open public comment. I just want to make a point. An issue was raised at a prior land board meeting about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed Missouri Headwaters Conservation Area. I want just 2 points. First, this is not really a land board issue because it's unless trust lands are impacted, and given the size they've decided to draw a line around, it probably will involve state lands. Secondly, I think it's important to note that the state is going to comment. The comment period has been extended till the end of November, and I learned from the team that we're getting new information almost weekly that is going to affect how we respond to that. So have no doubt the state will respond before the end of November during the comment period, and we're still collecting both public input and doing the analysis from the agency. So with that, we'll open up for general public comments, if there are anything, on anything not on today's agenda. Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Hearing none, I'd certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're done.